Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the October 26th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Novick. Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Good morning, everybody. I understand Commissioner Novick will be joining us. He's under the weather, but he's going to join us a little later.
Can I switch places with you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, can we put a barrier up? Ben, we'll get to the official business in a minute, but we have one item here before we start our official calendar, and that is we want to take a moment and recognize Desiree Williams-Raji because she is a star. And here's how she's a star. On July 15th of this year, the White House celebrated 10 champions of change for climate equity. Our own Desiree Williams-Raji was among those honored as a champion of change for climate equity, and she was invited there to the White House. She's the equity specialist with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, been a longtime leader for the Bureau, for the city, and for our community. She's been instrumental in building equity into the core of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability's work. The 2015 Climate Action Plan is a great example of this. It drives home that we don't succeed on climate action if we aren't also successful on equity. Desiree helped city staff engage with community organizations to rebuild the climate action plan to address equity. That wasn't easy, and our work on this front has really only begun, but it's already led to some profound changes in our plan and our programs and our policy. So we appreciate Desiree as a climate equity champion. It's gratifying to see the White House does too, and those champions who were honored at the White House have actively worked in their communities to for public health and socioeconomic equities exacerbated by a changing environment. So I just want to give her a chance to come up and speak about this, but I'll just say on a personal level, one of the most teachable moments for me on the whole subject of climate equity was that amazing invitation that I got to go to the Vatican and meet with Pope Francis on the subject. And he said about his encyclical that people say this is an environmental encyclical, and it is. But it's really about people and the impact on their lives. And obviously, that's exactly your perspective. So we're very proud of you and wanted to give you a moment here, as well as a moment in Washington, D.C., to talk about your passion.
Thank you so much.
Get a little closer to the mic.
Yes, I will. Mayor Hales and City Commissioners, thank you for having me here today to receive this acknowledgement. To be recognized by the White House for the work on the Climate Action Plan and to be able to represent our city at the highest echelons of our nation's government was an immense honor. As I was thinking of what to say today, two words came to mind, and the first is hope. While in D.C., I was invited to share about our work in Portland. I spoke of how critical it is to connect the issues of race and the environment, how gentrification is a climate change issue. The challenge for us today is to create a livable city for all, a city that is green that does not push out its people of color or its poor, thereby essentially increasing their climate burden as others reap the benefits. Because we know in truth, in this global race to reduce carbon emissions, it will not be a net win if our progress is at the cost of safety, health, and opportunity for our most marginalized communities. I share that institutional racism is a professional competency, that we must, it is in fact an absolute imperative, that government be able to understand how policies, practices, and programs serve to perpetuate disparity and actively work against the outcomes we seek to create as public servants. The prosperity of our cities and our nation depends on our ability to no longer be blind. I spoke about our definition of equity and how it operates as a corrective mechanism to longstanding injustice, how focusing on institutional racism is the tool we use to think clearly and in a more sophisticated manner. It is more than just diversity and inclusion. It is a commitment to creating sustained, better outcomes for communities that for so long have received just the opposite, and in turn, create better outcomes for all. The reason that hope is the word that comes to mind is because after the event was over, I met with members of the audience. So these were members of local government, nonprofit staff, White House staff, and there was even a group of students from Howard University. What stuck with me in their eyes and their words was a profound sense of hope. Some embraced me, held my hand, even grasped onto my arm to say thank you. To hear the work that a city like Portland is doing on climate change and equity, and more specifically institutional racism, gave them hope. And I realized that our climate action plan is giving people hope across the nation that the work we do in government can be different. I saw the value of our honesty and courage. As our panel moderator, Mustafa Ali from the EPA said, let's have real talk about real issues and create real solutions. That is not to say this work isn't hard and that we won't trip over ourselves along the way, but it is the right path, and this is the journey that we need to be on now more than ever. This is the kind of innovation that cities are hungry for, and we, just as we have been with sustainability, are in a leadership role in this country to reimagine and recreate what success looks like. The second word is gratitude. The work is deeply personal for me. It is not just about a story within my lived time on this earth. It is a product of generations of racial struggle, of slavery and civil injustice on my African-American side, the impact of colonialism on my Filipino. It is the work to prevent the inheritance of racial struggle for my children and children's children, as they are concurrently dealing with the inheritance of climate change. What I'm grateful for is the opportunity to have this moment in time, in this place, to be doing the work I do. I'm grateful to work with such incredibly talented people at the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. It is a privilege to work every day with such intelligent and passionate people. I'm grateful to work with Susan Anderson, who has been a trailblazer in climate change work, and that I have the opportunity to continue and participate in the climate planning legacy that she has initiated for this city. I'm grateful for the Climate Action Plan team, Michael Armstrong, Michelle Krim, Kyle Diesner, Ingrid Fish, and Taryn Evans, Tim Lynch from Multnomah County, as well as the many other staff who contributed and committed to the integration of equity into the updated plan. This process instigated deep learning for all of us that continues today. I'm grateful to our teachers in the process, the community organization representatives, Vivian Satterfield from Opal, Duncan Huang and Christy Nguyen from Apano, Rose Hybear, Amanda Kelly Lopez from Wisdom of the Elders, Les Shannon and Cassie Cohen from Groundwork Portland, Claudia Rana Colen from Upstream Public Health, and Demi Espinoza and Julian Meyer from the Coalition of Communities of Color. I'm grateful for the support that City Council has given to the plan, creating the space for deep work to happen on both carbon emission reduction and racial inequity. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be an ambassador for this great city and for our equity work. And lastly, I have gratitude for work that on a daily basis gives me hope in a climate that is definitely changing. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you very much. Questions from the KS? Let's see, please. Questions or comments from your...
I wonder if each of us could impose on you and get a copy of your speech.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that would be a good thing for us to post. So that was very well said. So, yeah, thanks so much, Desiree. And I think one of the questions I would have for you is how do we, through things like what you've just done, obviously at the White House, but through C40, hopefully we continue that.
Absolutely.
But how else do you see ways, particularly people to people as opposed to official to official, mm-hmm. How we might spread good ideas from one city to another? I mean, Bill McKibben was just here, mm-hmm. Sunday night, sort of the army of one out there trying to tell the world about climate change. Right. But obviously he has allies and you're one of them. But right. how can we get grassroots work going in other communities based on what we've done here and maybe learn some from them too?
Well, absolutely. I think this work has been a part of, I think, a changing tide in the city of Portland, and the groups who participated in the Climate Action Plan equity process have taken their own initiative to really move forward on climate justice and environmental justice work here in the city, and are now being looked at in, Verde, led by Alan Hippolito and Tony DeFalco's work in looking at sustainable economic development that looks at climate neutral communities in places that are traditionally underserved. This city is setting examples across the nation, and I just came back from the Urban Sustainable Directors Network annual meeting and again shared the work that we've been doing here, and to see that government staff are looking to create those new models and that this is spreading. It's spreading like a really great virus, not probably like the one that Steve Novick has. But something that's really positive, and what that's doing, our impact with government staff is having them think differently about the way that they do their work with communities and looking at how do you empower, how do you know when to actually move out of the way, when do you know to work side by side and in partnership and take away sort of the hierarchical nature of things and really work arm in arm on such challenging issues together, and how do we advance as partners in that. So it's happening here. It continues. The work continues in the community. And I'm really just so pleased to see what's happening across the country as well.
Well, thank you very much. Well, appreciate the chance to bring you in to our chambers, not just the White House's public rooms, and celebrate this. As the commissioner in charge of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, I'm very proud of the work that we're doing, very proud of you as one of our employees. Just have a small token I want to give you from the council for our esteem. We have an official gift that we give to VIPs around the world.
Thank you.
This is a scarf. This is a scarf that was created by the Portland Garment Factory with the image of the Tillicum Crossing on it, which is a symbol of our sustainability efforts. I was privileged to give the first of these to Michelle Obama, and it seems very appropriate that we give one to you. So thank you. Job well
done.
Thank
you very much.
Great work.